Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website at karencan.com. Just put in your name and email address, and you'll get the first six chapters as a download, as well as six of my Fast Track Your Health courses, which is, some 90-minute classes on how to fast-track healing yourself in a natural way, and as well my very, very popular clearing and protection spray formula. And today is the first Monday of the month, so I'm very pleased today because we are doing LifeWave protocols, advanced protocols for advanced athletic performance. And I know it's not just all about athletes. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm not an athlete, but I still want you to listen to this show because some of these protocols that Dr. Dennis, my esteemed colleague, and myself are going to go through are going to be helpful for you even if you don't think you're an elite athlete. Why? Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and there's a lot of energy that's required to process a lot of things going on. So you may actually benefit from the same protocols that our athletes would be benefiting from, you know, to get their gold medal winning performance, which for many of you already know, that's how I got started in LifeWave many, many years ago, over 10 years ago, where I, you know, was recovering from my fibromyalgia and my chronic fatigue syndrome. I got back to skating. Endurance was still a major issue for me, and I was going to travel all the way across the world to Germany for my very first international adult skating performance and hopefully win a gold medal. And I wanted, you know, to do whatever I could to support myself. And someone, another chiropractor, had mentioned to me, hey, you know, these patches might be helpful at the time. They only had one kind, and it was called the energy enhancers. So I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll try it. And as long as there's no drugs, you know, it was very important to me that there wasn't drugs in it. I thought, well, you know, if it kind of works like acupuncture, that'd be really cool. I have to say, I wish I used it for the actual trip. I didn't think of it at the time. I didn't know too much about them, so I just used them for in preparation and for my athletic performance that day and that week that I was in Germany. I got to tell you, despite, you know, the increased altitude, everybody else complaining about the ice conditions or whatever people complain about, I thought, well, gee, everything feels really good here. I had, like, not that much sleep initially when I got there. But for that day, it was like the best performance I'd ever had in my life up to that point. And I had these patches on. I thought, ooh, okay, I think I'm going to be sold here. This is pretty cool. So then I started using them more and more on a regular basis, even when I wasn't doing the athletics, and realized that I was just getting more done in the day. Finally, you know, my dishes and my laundry was getting done without, like, you know, peeling myself off the couch to do it because I was still, you know, recovering from my illnesses. And I just had just generally more energy. I could sit in front of the computer for more than half an hour without being exhausted and just kept building and building. So I've been a big fan of these patches since. And what Dr. Dennis Loebstein and I are going to talk about today is some more advanced protocols over and above what's in the brochures, in the LifeWave brochures, of how you can use some of these patches to help amplify your energy system, how to get, you know, body parts talking to each other and improve athletic performance. And Dr. Dennis's long history of being into, you know, athletic, and he can tell you a little bit more about his own athletic pursuits and his studies. And I'm just really pleased to finally, you know, we've been talking about a lot of problems and how to patch for different symptoms, but today we're actually going to switch gears and, you know, talk about how you can be the best you can be. So I'm really pleased to welcome back again Dr. Dennis Loebstein. Hi, Dr. Dennis.
Hey, Dr. Karen, and hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here with y'all from Southern California, where it's usually nice and sunny, like today.
Usually. okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
So
maybe
that,
you
that's
tell people
so
a little bit about your background in the whole, you know, athlete thing and how you have been into this for a while.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You were able to use the patches to improve your performance, especially at altitude. And what I wanted to talk about first is how the patches simulate the effects of exercise, both acutely and chronically. So I want to give a little background story about a theory that I developed when I was a professor of exercise physiology at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, which is at altitude. And this theory, and I don't consider it so much a theory anymore as an operational paradigm, because way back in the 80s, I was thinking that at the same time everybody else was seeing or talking about how the effects of exercise are super normal and how we can get above normal by doing exercise, I'm going, no, it's not above normal or super normal. That's what our bodies are designed to do. Throughout evolutionary history, our biochemistry has evolved to our very efficiently using oxygen to burn fat. And it's normal and healthy for our bodies to be stimulated to do that. Mm-hmm. It's abnormal to sit around and be sedentary all the time from an evolutionary perspective.
Gotcha.
So what I'm talking about is acute effects of exercise, such as increasing heart rate and increasing blood pressure and increased cardiac output and increasing oxygen uptake and increasing stress hormones and increasing lung ventilation and increasing fat burning and increasing free radicals that are circulating around. All of that stuff is normal when we stimulate it acutely with exercise. But let's look at the chronic adaptations. The chronic adaptations are when we're not exercising, as an adaptation to the exercise on a regular basis, we get lower resting heart rate, lower blood pressure, lower stress hormones, and increased stroke volume. Like every time the heart beats, you get more volume coming out of the left ventricle and going to the body, blood volume circulating with every beat. There's more oxygen uptake that can be measured as a VO2 max. That's the way exercise physiologists measure physical fitness, is by maximal oxygen uptake. And we can measure that on a treadmill or a bicycle ergometer. And we also get an increased vital capacity, which is the capacity of the lungs to move volume in and out, even when we're at rest. And there's lower carbohydrate burning, and there's better ability to buffer lactic acid, and there's more fat burning, which is an efficient way of generating ATPs, which is the energy source that our muscles use and the rest of our body uses for energy. And we also more efficiently neutralize free radicals as an adaptation to regular aerobic exercise. So we can actually simulate a lot of these effects with the patches. And I thought I'd run through the five components of physical fitness and talk about how we can slap some patches on to simulate those effects.
Ah, okay. So just a summary, when you exercise, there's all these things that happen, you know, naturally and normally, like increasing blood pressure, increasing heart rate, you need more oxygen, the stress hormones go up, believe it or not, that's a good thing, people, you know, when you're exercising. And then what you're saying is after, you know, people exercise regularly, the result when they're not exercising is that they get less stress, better heart rate, better, you know, blood volume, better oxygen uptake because they've been exercising regularly, and basically even better antioxidants, which I didn't know about. So and you're saying that we can mimic or replicate some of these beneficial effects of exercise through regular use of the patches.
That's correct. That's right.
Very cool. Very cool.
And one of the things I'm talking about when I say better ability to neutralize free radicals, it's some people that are naive about the effects of exercise say, oh, it's damaging because it increases free radical formation. Well, yeah, it does, but it's an adaptation to the regular training. The enzymes that neutralize the free radicals increase in their activity. A good example of that would be SOD, or superoxide dismutase. And that happens to be one of the enzymes that the EON patch will increase in its activity. Mm-hmm. So you can increase SOD, or superoxide dismutase, and neutralize free radicals, not just as an adaptation to regular aerobic training, but by wearing an EON patch.
Cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool when I learned that about
cool.
EON.
Yeah, that is very cool.
So other patches we're going to look at are the energy enhancer patch, which actually increases aerobic catabolism because it shifts our biochemistry from burning carbs and generating lactic acid to burning fat or fatty acids. And that provides more ATP, as I mentioned earlier, and has the effect of lowering lactic acid. So if lactic acid is lower, the body is not so acidic. In other words, you have a shift in catabolism to make your body more alkaline. And so
that's really
interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's really interesting about the whole lactic acid thing too, because I was just reading Jerry Tennant's book on healing is voltage, and he goes into massive amounts of biochemistry and medical doctor speak. But anyway, and he's talking about how when you have oxygen, you're able to use oxygen efficiently. You make 38 ATP molecules, and with lactic acid or with carb burning, you only do 2 when there's no oxygen or something like that. So when there's not enough oxygen, you only make 2 molecules of ATP as opposed to 38. Molecules of it. And I thought, well, isn't that cool that the energy enhancer patches help us to go back to a more healthy way to create energy by
that's
making
right.
all this kind of more efficient.
Yeah, and I used to teach what you just said in my basic exercise physiology classes when I was teaching at the University of New Mexico. And that's true. We worked out all the math and looked at the number of molecules of ATP were being made per carb coming in or per fatty acid coming in. And you get a lot more calories and ATP out of the fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
So another way to lower lactic acid is with the carnosine patch. And I'll say more about that later, but
okay.
we want to buffer lactic acid, especially when we're exercising, and by wearing a carnosine patch, we can buffer it more efficiently and keep the acidity down, which makes the exercise more efficient.
Mm. Is this when but not necessarily when you're exercising?
Oh, you can wear it when you're exercising too. Yes.
Okay.
To buffer the lactic acid. And normally we recommend wearing carnosine patches at night because carnosine stimulates tissues to rebuild and rejuvenate. So after you've been exercising during the day, especially with the WinFit program, you put the carnosine patch on at night to rebuild the tissues. It's like even without the carnosine patch, if you exercised during the day, at night when you put out growth hormone and you're sleeping, you're going to repair and rejuvenate tissues, and the overload or overstress of the training is going to make your tissues stronger, your muscles in particular, and your heart, and your cardiovascular system, and your breathing capacity. But in the case of a carnosine patch, you can wear it during the performance to keep the lactic acid levels in check.
Ah, okay. That's cool. Now, in the past, they used to say that the lactic acid was what caused the pain in the muscles, but somebody more recently said, no, that's not really true. So what's your feedback on that? Like pain after working out, you know?
Well, everything I've seen suggests that it does, but it's not the only factor. The acidity stimulates nerve endings to create some soreness or pain. But a lot of the stiffness and pain comes from the overload of tearing a membrane called the sarcoplasmic reticulum, or the SR, which if you look at a microscopic level into the muscle, it's a membrane that retains calcium ions, and it covers the actual business end of the muscle fibers, like the actin and the myosin, when they actually spiral around each other, the way the threads of the screw will spiral and pull into wood. And that is what makes the muscles contract. And the sarcoplasmic reticulum, under the influence of the nervous system, will leak calcium into that system and stimulate the actin and myosin to spiral around each other and get the muscles to contract.
Mm-hmm.
So if the there's a system called the T-tubule system that readily takes up the calcium immediately after that contraction, and then the muscle relaxes. So if during the training you overuse a muscle and you cause microtrauma and disrupt the integrity of the sarcoplasmic reticulum, the calcium will leak out. And this causes a mild turgidity or a mild contraction of the muscle with a mild increase in lactic acid. And that rigidity is the muscle tightness that you get after the workout for a couple days until the muscle can heal and the sarcoplasmic reticulum inside the muscle can repair. And that repair happens faster when you're wearing carnosine patches.
Yeah, I definitely feel a difference that in some days, I'll do like a bazillion, like that one time I had to pass my level one kung fu training, we had to do 300 squats. I mean, not necessarily in a row, but I think we did 200 in a row. But anyway, so we did like 300 squats just to pass it, and we did like 10 minutes of chain punching and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, I could feel, I was definitely working. But the next day I thought, oh boy, what am I going to feel like? And you know what? I felt like normal. Like I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like I worked out like this intense amount and I don't really feel anything. So I'm thinking, wow, that was neat. Now, interestingly, yesterday we did like a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And I forgot to wear my patches. I forgot to wear my energy patches.
Uh-oh.
And I could definitely feel it. I was definitely tiring out faster, but I feel maybe my chest, we did a whole bunch of push-ups too, so my chest is a little bit sore today. But, you know, again, I wore my carnosine at night, but it really isn't bad at all. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you can bypass the painful effects of having a good workout by slapping some patches on.
Yeah, some people think they need the pain in order for them to build the muscle, but what you're saying is no, the pain is not necessary. You get, similar effects of the muscle building without having to go through the pain if you could repair faster.
Yeah, like there's an old saying in athletic training, no pain, no gain. But
right.
That isn't necessarily true anymore with the patches, and that only held for the perspective from Western physiology. If you look at the kind of training that martial artists do in the Orient, like you mentioned Kung Fu, there are other ways you can train where you don't necessarily just rely on muscle bulk itself for strength, but you also rely on the integrity of the nervous system and the energy and the chi that is flowing through the acupuncture meridians and giving the muscles messages for contracting and relaxing and information for the physiology and the biochemistry to work efficiently. And you can actually be stronger with that kind of martial art workout that doesn't give you the hypertrophy or the muscle bulk. And
right.
way back when I was practicing martial art in the 70s and 80s, I would shake hands with these power builders that had hypertrophied muscles. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised at how powder puff they felt when I shook their hands. It's like they were actually more weak, even though they look stronger with a muscle bulk. So that's just an example of what you can do when you're training. If you look at more than just building the muscle, you look at the nervous system, you look at the acupuncture meridians, you look at meditation practices, and you look at hooking into morphic fields outside the body that are those of health and strength.
Yes. Absolutely.
So,
very cool.
So if we continue with the patches, the WinFit patch looks like it increases aerobic catabolism, or the ability to use oxygen to burn fat, by increasing the anabolism, or the ability of the muscles to make the enzymes that do that. Now, usually that's a property only exercise or aerobic exercise or strength training does, depending on what kind of biochemistry in the muscle fibers you want to stimulate. But it's fascinating that you can actually put a patch on now to simulate that effect.
So you're saying you put the WinFit patch on and you end up with the ability to create, you know, I guess more muscle without having to do as much work.
Yeah, and it also increases the enzymes in the muscles that are used to burn fat. And so while you're, while you're using those enzymes to burn more fat, you're also losing body fat. So that has the same effect as aerobic training, which helps you lose body fat. Now, I'm one of those purists who believe there's nothing that can really replace exercise itself. But it looks like you can simulate some of the effects with the patches. And that's cool for people that can't exercise or that want a little boost in their exercise by the patches. And,
okay,
you know,
cool.
In man-made things like the patches, you can simulate physiology, but it's very difficult to get the whole picture when you're making
right.
something synthetic.
Right, because it's a whole holistic thing.
You get the
thing.
Whole picture
it's
if
mental,
you follow
emotional.
Natural law. Go ahead. Walked on you.
No, exactly. I agree. I think that there's a whole holistic way of looking at it, if something's man-made, you can try to emulate as much as you can, but there's other factors that sometimes very difficult to replicate in substance. Like I've been telling people recently, Dr. Dennis, that what I've been noticing spiritually is that with this wonderful ascension we're going through, and all the spiritual energies, or you know, all these wonderful beneficial spiritual energies that. That people are in tune with or able to feel the issues going on with their alternate selves in multiple universes, which can be very disconcerting if they don't know that's what's going on because they're getting symptoms and
yeah.
don't know why. So I tell them,
right.
I said, well, just like Dr. Dennis says, you can program your patches. In other words, say you've got the energy enhancer patches on and you're trying to boost your vitality or energy and you use whatever, you know, stomach 36 or some acupuncture point like that. Why not make the intention that these patches are not only going on you, they're actually treating and helping all the other versions of you in the multiverse. So just putting that intention out there. Can't hurt to try.
Right. Yeah, and when you're in a zero-point energy state and connecting through the field of the heart, you can access your multidimensional selves, as you're talking about. And the patches help you increase your biocoherence and reach that state.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually prescribe them the way the ancient alchemists used to maintain energy grids. So after helping somebody get an energy pattern transformation, I use the patches as the crystals to maintain and hold that energetic pattern or that transformation in the energy grid longer.
Nice.
So that's not a conventional way of using the patches, but that's what I teach.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, there are you know, nano-sized crystals in there. Crystals are programmable, and these are programmed, of course. And then you can set that positive intention to, you know, to help hold. I tell people after acupuncture, for example, I said, you know, if you support yourself using the patches, you'll keep that shift longer, and you may not need as many acupuncture treatments, and you may not need you know, them as often, because you're supporting that energy system so it doesn't go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Learning the new way of being, it'll have some reminders on how to be well.
Right. Well, also, you're aware I have a background in exercise psychobiology, and that was my specialization. And I did research about how exercise affects brain chemistry and how that's related to emotional stability. And I focused on the endorphin system. And the endorphins are in the satisfaction reward system of the brain. And exercise has an effect on helping you feel satisfied and good about yourself. And those people that overdose on exercise actually have a blunted endorphin mechanism. Their endorphin receptors are blunted, and they don't respond to the same level of endorphins that they normally would, or most people normally would. And so they build up a tolerance to the endogenous opioids, which are the endorphins. So with that buildup, they get addicted to the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a whole system in the brain that most people don't think about that the patches can affect the same way as exercise. For example, the Olivita patch. We talked about before how it increases hypothalamus. And that's one of the hormones in the pineal body that affects the limbic brain and the thalamus and the hypothalamus and the pituitary. Now, that's really significant because that regulates all the hormones in the body. And all the hormones coming from the pituitary regulate the physiology and the biochemistry in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe there's a substance that simulates DMT, and you asked me about that the other day, the pinoline.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears to me that, and there's no evidence for this yet, it's just conjecture on my part, that the Olivita patch is also increasing pinoline, and that simulates DMT output. And DMT is our hallucinogenic substance in our brain that helps us perceive that we're connected with other dimensions.
So, and there's also the. Can you tell out what DMT is for people that don't know what that is?
Dimethyltryptamine. And what it does is. It acts to give us hallucinations and help us perceive things the way LSD does from a different filter, changes our filters. And some people describe that as being in alternate universes and the kind of functions that you perceive when you're going through a shamanistic ceremony, for example, ayahuasca ceremony,
yeah.
or you're meditating in a sweat lodge and you're super stressed from the heat and the steam and all the drumming going on, and it's rhythmic, and you release more DMT and pentylene from that.
Mm.
Well, I suspect the Olavita patch has the same kind of effect, although not as much as when you're in a sweat lodge, but on a subtle level. And there's another peptide in there too, called the bliss peptide, known as anandamide, or the bliss particle. And this anandamide creates the feeling of bliss.
How do you spell that? 'Cause I don't know that one.
Anandamide.
Anandamide. Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
The bliss particle. So the Olavita patch can help stimulate a certain degree of bliss through the anandamide. And all of these things that I'm talking about, the company doesn't have any information on that. Those are from my observations in my clinic and with my people.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
So,
I definitely, you know, when the Olavita was named, whatever it was, X32, and, you know, David Schmidt, the inventor, had given me samples to try to get feedback. All he could tell me was, because it was super top secret at the time, he said, well, it's an antioxidant. So I'd love to know your feedback. Here are the points you use it for. And so I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm using it. And I thought, oh, wow, I can access higher levels of consciousness and not be as tired. I can just do a lot more healing work, and just, I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy. This is awesome. So I kept joking to him, like, of course he was like, hush, hush. So he couldn't tell me anything about when they were launching or what it was for. But I said, oh my gosh, you should call this patch Access Consciousness. You know, this is really cool. I can, you know, get to, it would be great to, like, you know, have more people be able to access their higher selves. And I was going on and on about it, and he'd only just laugh, you know, like he would just be very polite and laugh. And then when they came out with it as a skincare line, I'm like, what? What? Why is it a skincare line? And he says, well, you know, we have to do studies to prove it works. So we have to do some studies that are studyable, you know, the outcomes that are studyable, you know. Like,
yeah, the skincare line is a cover for the effects of the Olavita patch.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, people are having nicer skin and better access to God. Great, awesome. It'll work. It works for me.
You know, I asked him at the time, too, if we could buy the patches separately, both the Olavita patch and the WinFit patch, instead of having to buy the whole kit and caboodle. But no, you have to get them with the kit and caboodle.
Yeah, initially they were going to say yes to the Olavita, but they haven't done it. So they probably have changed their mind. Yeah. They just don't want people to say, oh, they didn't use the whole system. I totally get that. But some of the guys, like my husband, he's just not going to wear face cream. He's not going to wear face cream.
Yeah, same
but
here.
But he likes the pads. So, but then again, I got to tell you, I don't feel when I muscle test and stuff like that, I actually don't need the Olavita patch anymore. So I'm like, I'll buy it, use the creams, wear the patch from time to time, and then give the rest to him.
So more details about the pentylene. As we discussed before, it's an antioxidant, and it's also a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. Now, monoamine oxidase breaks down catecholamines, and inside the brain, if you inhibit the breakdown of catecholamines like norepinephrine and dopamine, then you increase alertness and arousal and mental acuity inside the brain or with the brain's function. So you wire quote-unquote wire the brain better and make your awareness improved with the pentylene or possibly the Olavita patch affecting it.
Hmm. Okay. Now, there's no way the average person can check their pentylene levels or something like that, right? I'm guessing.
Right. You have to go to a university lab or some laboratory where they can do experimental quantitation of substances from the brain.
Okay. Yeah, that's fascinating. There's a lot of these, like anandamide and phenylene. We really didn't study those in medical school. I'd never heard of them. I mean, maybe they weren't invented back then. It was been like a long time ago, but they weren't maybe discovered.
Yeah, right. They weren't discovered back then. Back when I was in grad school, we knew about 200 different peptides and neurotransmitter-like, hormone-like chemicals that affected brain chemistry and thinking and emotions and perception. And now there are a lot more. It just keeps getting more gnarly.
Wow. Yeah. That is really amazing. That is very, very cool. What kind of protocols do you have? Some sort of go-to protocols that you have for someone who is an athlete who's looking for increasing performance? And then we can maybe go to, you know, people that you think should use the protocols even though they're not athletes.
Yeah, I do. But before I get into that, I just want to back up a little bit since we've been talking about all this esoteric stuff and get more grounded in basic fitness and exercise physiology perspective, because I want to relate the protocols to these five components of fitness. So the five components of fitness include cardiovascular endurance,
okay,
and muscle strength, and muscle endurance, and flexibility, and body composition. Okay, so those are the five components of fitness. When we're talking about cardiovascular endurance, we're talking about how the heart works with the vessels in the lungs to circulate blood around efficiently. When we're talking about muscle strength, we're talking about the maximum weight that you can lift at any one time, and then you can't lift any more. Muscle endurance is how many reps or repetitions you can repeat of the muscle contraction. And flexibility is the range of motion of the body part or the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And body composition is the percent body fat relative to the percent lean body mass that you have, and added together, they make total body weight. So how can we affect all those five components of fitness with the patches? Well, let's look at cardiovascular.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Right. So that's why I'm going to talk about it.
All right.
Okay, so if you increase your cardiovascular endurance, you can do that either with aerobic training, and you can enhance the aerobic training and the effects on the cardiovascular endurance by wearing energy enhancer patches on a couple points like lung 1 or stomach 36. Now, the patches increase biocoherence all over the body, so you'll have an effect on cardiovascular endurance anywhere you put the patches. But the most optimal, or the optimal effect, will be on lung 1, especially if you want to increase your lung capacity, or on stomach 36, especially if you want to improve your leg capacity, like your leg ability to run, for example.
Or jump.
Yes, or jump, yeah.
Yeah.
Like playing basketball and stuff like that. So we're talking about increasing cardiovascular endurance, even though I overlapped a little bit of the muscle strength and the muscle endurance in there. So you can use some of the same points like stomach 36 for increasing the muscle strength, especially, you know, the legs, if you want to increase stamina or even overall longevity, because stomach 36
right.
is a longevity.
Yeah.
So studies with acupuncture actually show if you moxa and or needle, stomach 36, you actually prevent the telomeres on the end of the DNA from deteriorating, or you slow that deterioration down, and that's an anti-aging or longevity effect. Mm-hmm. So you not only increase your stamina, your muscle strength and endurance by putting energy enhancer patches on stomach 36, you also enhance your longevity.
Nice.
Yeah.
And people wonder why I look so good and I'm 50.
Well, now they know. I'm giving away all your secrets, Dr. Karen.
That's right. You are. It's okay.
So if we want to increase our arm strength and endurance, we could also use energy enhancer patches on lung 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or put them on pericardium 6, P6. Now, pericardium is also known as the circulation sex channel in mm-hmm. Worsley's five-element medicine, and that's because the pericardium energy affects the circulation in the blood and also the sex hormones. So it enhances both of those. So you not
even
only
if it's on the upper body.
That's a property of pericardium 6. And especially if you enhance it, there's a synergistic effect if you use pericardium 6 with spleen 4. You enhance the chi in the chest that way, and that increases endurance, especially when you're doing cardiovascular training.
Is that what do you use on spleen 4?
You could use another set of energy enhancer on white one on the right and tan one on the left, or you could actually put both tan ones on spleen 4 and both white ones on the upper body on pericardium 6. That way you have an earth-sky paradigm, with sky being above the belly button and earth being below. So you put the positive patches above and the negative patches below.
Yeah, so people can either muscle test what's best for them or they can try and see how it feels.
Correct. That's right.
Okay.
And that has a lot of individual variability. So exactly as you said, you got to test it for yourself and see what works best for you. So another thing you can do with the energy enhancer patches is tonify your kidney chi and your yang chi. The kidneys are the batteries that supply all the other organs, like the heart and the lung and so on, with energy or chi. So if you tonify your batteries, your kidneys, you overcome or avert weakness and deficiency conditions. So a good point to use for that is to put energy enhancer patches on kidney 3.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that's one of the things you did to enhance your skating performance and avert fibromyalgia condition.
I rotated them through. I know that I used stomach 36 for that performance, which was amazing, awesome. Because my symptom that I was having was problems with endurance, and my legs would get kind of wobbly and weak when I partway through the program. So when I used the energy enhancers on stomach 36, I didn't notice my muscles getting weak and wobbly. And it just seemed like my overall breathing was much better. I wasn't like, dying of like oxygen hunger at the end of the program. So that was really cool.
Awesome. Okay, so your history is a good example of how to overcome weakness and deficiency by using the patches, and specifically that would tonify kidney chi and the yang chi. So kidney 3 energy enhancer for that.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use energy enhancer on bladder 23 to tonify the kidneys.
Yep, I use
that
quite a bit.
That might be a little hard. Yeah. So bladder 23 is on the level with the life gate, the Mingmen, which is right below lumbar vertebra 2. And that point is GV4. So if you go 1.5 soon or anatomical Chinese inches, both to the right and to the left, you get your first bladder line on which bladder 23 is at the level right below lumbar 2. So that's another good point for tonifying the kidneys. And Dr. Dean Clark likes to use that point. He's shown a lot of pictures in his his presentations of energy enhancer patches on bladder 23.
Oh, yeah, and he's got all sorts of athletes from all sorts of different kinds of, you know, runners and sprinters and jumpers and whatever, you name it. And he just loves that point. I do, too. I find that even though I'm very tempted oftentimes to put the patches on my feet because it's very grounding, or stomach 36, so sometimes I'll just use bladder 23 when I just want whole body, just tonification, and it just works just as well for the skating.
Cool. That's awesome. So you could also put just an Eon patch on GV4 and have the same effect, because that will activate the life gate and bring tonifying chi into the kidney area. Okay, so let's say we want to increase flexibility. Well, actually, all of the patches will increase the range of motion of joints or body parts, because when you put them on, doesn't matter which patch, all of them will do this. They'll increase the biocoherence of the whole body, and that means that the chi and the blood flowing is increased, and the electromagnetic field around the body, making its aura, is reinforced or stronger. And we actually have tests that you can use to test the integrity of the patch by twisting through a range of motion. So if you're wondering if the patch has burned out or not, you can use a property of flexibility to test it. So you get a baseline first without wearing any patches by, for example, putting your arm in front of you, and without moving your hips or your feet, you see how far to the side you can move your arm towards your back. Well, if you put one of the patches on, you'll see that your range of motion is increased. So we know the patch is good when that happens, but that also illustrates how the patches increase your flexibility.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and so when the patches burn out, you'll go back to your original baseline range of motion.
Okay. Is it possible that with continued use of the patches or supporting that overall your flexibility can improve over time, or do you really have to work at that?
Well, yes, you have to work at it and do it regularly, but also, yes, with the use of the patches where you can increase your range of motion, you're going to make the tissues more flexible, because the collagen and elastin in your connective tissue will get used to the pattern of moving that far. So you can actually increase your range of motion without the patches that way. I mean, by wearing them and then not wearing them for a while, the energy signature stays in there, and you still have a good range of motion.
Very cool. Are there certain patches that are better for, you know, flexibility, whether, you know, somebody's an athlete or not, than others?
Probably the energy enhancer patch, the first one that the company made, that they tested with the Stanford swim team with Coach Quick. That's probably the best one for overall athletics, especially if you use it with a five-element rotation on yin-yang pairs on a regular basis. That keeps everything well-oiled and tuned up.
Okay.
Also, the Y-H patches are really good. And Those include the Eon, the carnosine, and the glutathione patches, all of them antioxidant, anti-aging patches. Those will also enhance performance because since it's an antioxidant, they're stimulating neutralizing free radicals.
Right, and I do recall actually that there was a study done, I think Dr. Haltiwanger, the medical director for LifeWave, was in charge of coordinating all that, that there was with a bunch of athletes, and they did find that with carnosine, they were just doing it with carnosine. I believe that's under the research tab on the company website. You can find that study summarized. But I think they found that the carnosine patch also helped with flexibility and endurance, which I wasn't expecting, but I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. Yes, that's a good resource, going to that research tab in the website. A lot of good info in there, especially for skeptics who think the patches don't work. And they believe in science, and they can look at the studies and see how the patches were used and the science behind it. So let me go back to the five components of fitness. So if we look at body composition, we can also affect that component of fitness with the patches by decreasing fat body weight using the SP6 patches and also the WinFit patches. So if we use the SP6 and the WinFit patches, first the SP6 patch will burn more fat, will decrease carbohydrate burning, and we want to have less carbs coming in that we're eating, and hydrate very well and exercise while we're wearing the SP6 patch, and that will enhance its fat burning effect. And we can also use a WinFit patch to increase building the muscle that has the enzymes in it to burn the fat. So wear the WinFit patch to get the enzymes, wear the SP6 patch to stimulate those enzymes to burn the fat. And do exercise.
I didn't know the SP6 was a fat burner. Is that how it? I know it helps to, create energy in a different way than the energy enhancer patch. It's like a different mechanism.
It curbs craving, but what you're going to do is use the exercise while you're wearing the SP6 patch. It curbs the craving for the carbs, and you're going to be using more fat to burn for calories. If I said the SP6 patch is burning fat by itself, that was a misstatement. I meant along with exercise, it does that fat burning while you're curbing the craving.
Gotcha.
Then you're going to burn the fat. Yeah, the energy enhancer is the actual patch that burns the fat. And the WinFit will stimulate the enzymes that do that.
Now, some people don't lose fat when they wear the energy enhancer patches or the SP6 or the WinFit for that matter. What's going on with them, you think?
Well,
I know that's a general question, but
yeah, there's a lot of individual variability going on. It's like 40% of the people won't respond very well to the SP6 patch that's negative, and those 40% used to respond well to the positive SP6 patch, which is why I think they should have had both a positive and a negative one, because then you get 100% responding or close to that for curbing craving. But
I'm one of these weirdos that there is no question that the SP6 complete patch does work well in me in terms of I just don't feel as hungry. I'm not kind of going to the cupboard looking for something crunchy to eat. as much. And but and you know, I use energy enhancer patches probably, I would say, 4 to 5 times a week. I, you know, give myself a break a couple times just because I'm not doing anything particularly impressive that day, so I just give it a little break. And when I was doing the WindFit patch, I think I was gaining weight, although, of course, muscle, you know, is heavier, much heavier than fat. So I was definitely
right.
gaining some girth as well, and I was getting some edematous swelling from, like, a healing reaction or healing process. Of course, I'm a weirdo that way, whereas everybody else, you know, for the most part, isn't getting that. So I'm just like, oh, my weight just wants to be where it is. I mean, I understand that I could have built more muscle, could have built more bone. I'm being told by muscle testing that I actually have quite a bit more fat around my nerves, like the myelin sheath, so to speak, that my brain is heavier, not that I can prove it. People look at me like, you still look thin. I can't believe you're like 15 pounds overweight, you know, like, you know, over what you're used to. So I don't know. I mean, there's certain pants that I don't, you know, fit in anymore, or even certain coats, because my upper body is even that much bigger. But it's certainly not what I was intending. But I know they're working because I test that they're working. It's just not, they're not working the way I thought they were going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that completes what I wanted to say about the 5 components of fitness and how the patches can affect it. So as far as body composition goes, the SP6 patch decreases fat body weight, and the WindFit increases muscle body weight. So there's one more property I want to talk about, and that's calming shen, or relaxing. And that's an effect of exercise. As an adaptation to aerobic exercise training, one becomes more calm and has a better shen. And that involves an increase in the RR interval in the EKG, which means that the heart rate slows down when it's resting. And there's an increase in the parasympathetic tone of the autonomic nervous system, which means you're more relaxed. So you get those effects as adaptations to aerobic training, but you can also get those effects by wearing energy enhancer patches on triple burner 5 and pericardium 6. So you'd put the you'd put the white energy enhancer patch on the right triple burner 5 and put the tan one on left pericardium 6, and you simulate an increase in parasympathetic tone and a slowdown of the heart rate or a relaxation effect. So that's a really good way of calming anxiety down and getting somebody's shen back to their eyes. You know, when there's no shen, when their eyes are glazed over and they're overwhelmed.
Right. Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't have too many days that are like freak out, whatever, you know, need that, but that's good to remember that combination.
Yeah. And it's fascinating to me that exercise is actually a form of stress, and as an adaptation to that stress, we become more resistant to all stress in general. And even more fascinating is that the patches can simulate the biochemical, physiological, and psychological variables, or at least some of them, that are adaptations to aerobic exercise training, in that they change the 5 components of fitness temporarily while you're wearing the patch, and also calm shen and help you relax.
Yeah, that is for sure true. I mean, just the energy enhancer patch has helped me immensely with just feeling just more here, more present, and I could be really busy and not feel, you know, that there was so much stress to do. And in fact, when I do feel that way, it's rare. And if something, I feel like, oh, I just feel a little tight, a little nervous, then I'll realize, you know, a couple hours go by, I'm like, wait a second. I don't have my Eon or energy patches on today. Oh, you know, like I just, you know, but it's so rare, you know, that I just, it's like so obvious when I don't feel calm and at the same time.
Yep. And one more thing about recovery. And I mentioned this earlier when I was talking about carnosine, but you can decrease recovery time or recover faster when you're wearing the carnosine patch. And as we talked about, less muscle soreness, less cramping, and anti-aging effects. So,
right.
The anti-aging effects you can see in those mice pictures that LifeWave used to post. I don't know if they still do, but they used to have these pictures of these two mice. One of them looked real scraffy and old with lost hair, and the other one was young looking with nice, complete, full hair. Well, they were both the same age. They were both the same chronological age. But the younger-looking one had a younger biological or physiological age because it was exposed to carnosine, and the other one was deprived of carnosine, and it looked old and scruffy, even at the same chronological age.
Yeah, I still use that picture for training, so it's pretty cool. Dr. Dennis, we have a question here from Scott. Okay. Are we okay to go to some questions?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, hang on just a sec. Let me unmute Scott. Scott's an athlete and a coach, actually. Hey, Scott.
Hey,
Scott.
How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you? Good.
Thanks. What's your question?
Okay. So I'm a sprinter for swimming.
Yeah.
So at a certain point in the race, you know, when lactic acid does build up, you know, you still want to be able to, like, you know, maintain, you know, technique, speed, and everything.
Yes.
Would the energy enhancer patches benefit that aspect?
They would help, but not as much as the carnosine patch in buffering the lactic acid during time of the swim that you're talking about.
Okay. So a combination of the two then.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
So if you're swimming, you might want to have two sets of energy enhancer patches on, one set on your arms or your upper body and one set on your legs. For example, you can put them, the upper set on lung 1 or on pericardium 6 and the lower set on stomach 36. And then put a carnosine patch over your tantian or your lower energy area, like on the point known as CV4, which tonifies yang.
Okay, so conception vessel 4. Hi.
That's for the carnosine, Dr. Dennis?
That's for energy enhancer above and below and carnosine in the middle. And so you have a nice double pyramid there. So if you look at this conceptually or energetically, the upper patches, energy enhancer on the upper body and the carnosine on CV4 make a pyramid of energy if the energy is rotating in three-dimensional space. And the lower one with the energy enhancer patches, or actually you could use ice wave too, have the same effect, on stomach 36 and the carnosine at the same spot, make the lower pyramid, which energetically will rotate counterclockwise. And so you have two counter-rotating pyramids, and that sets up a zero-point energy field in your center. And then that energetically will help you access your multidimensional selves to increase your power in your swim.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that is cool, Dr. Dennis. Now, why did you pick CV4 in the front? Is that because of the lower body stuff? Or, like, why wouldn't you use, like, I don't know, CV17 chest, you know, for lung, or GV2 or something in the back?
Well, you could if you were trying to enhance your lung and you're having lung problems. But what I was thinking about is using the point known in the storage area for qi for tonifying yang, and that's CV4.
Okay. Is that the dantian?
Yeah, it's over the dantian area.
Okay.
So you're accessing the pooled qi that you normally store in your lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also tonifying yang at the same time by putting the carnosine patch there.
Cool. Hmm. Nice. Yep. Huh? You got a personalized swimming protocol there, Scott.
All right, beautiful.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions for Dr. Dennis?
Nah, that was just it.
Awesome.
Thank you. Scott, you might also want to do a search for my book, Consistent Winning. I co-authored it with a guy named Sandler, Dr. Ron Sandler, and I. We published it back in 1992, and it's how to optimize a performance on a pre-planned day. And any kind of performance, not just athletic, but athletes usually use it. Unfortunately, the book's out of print, but you can still find it. It's still available if you look for it.
All right. I'll get on the computer and take a look, see if I can come up with it.
Yeah, Consistent Winning.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much.
You bet. You're welcome. Good luck, Scott.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. Yeah, that was really cool, Dr. Dennis. We have, for those of you that are new and you don't know how we're doing questions here, you can just call in 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so that we know you have your hand up. And as per usual, for every month when we do these calls with Dr. Dennis, you know, you can ask any question you want as far as the LifeWave patches, how to use it for certain symptoms. It doesn't have to be our topic for today. You know, but if you have some sort of disease, we can't say that it cures or heals or treats the disease. So if you could stick with the symptoms, that would be really helpful to us so we can answer the question for you. And again, the number to call is 818-514-1190 and hit 1. So I know your hand's up, so I can unmute you. And those on the chat, you can also put in your question on the chat as well if you have a question for Dr. Dennis about the patches and how you can use them. And we do have another question. Actually, before we go to the next question, Dr. Dennis, I had a question for you, which is, what happens if you cut the patches in half? Do they still work, or do they not work because, you know, I don't know, something leaks out? I know you're not supposed to cut them, but, you know, if somebody cuts them and went, uh-oh, I cut them, do they just throw them out, or do they still work, theoretically speaking?
Oh, they'll still work for a while, but you're going to lose the fluid that's in them and dry out the crystals, and then they'll lose their structural integrity and won't emit the right frequencies. So it may work right away, right after you cut it, but it's, if you look at a chart, it's going to go downhill in its effectiveness after a few hours while it dries out.
Okay. Well, okay. Here, so what if you, what if somebody cut it and then taped the ends? No, I'm asking this because, I mean, I'm thinking about, I know, don't tell the company houses, but, you know, but I was thinking there's these small areas on my face that have, like some hyperpigmentation, but to put a whole patch in that area is like, it's close to the eye. So I was thinking, well, if I could like get away with half or something like that, put one on each side and tape the ends or something, just so the whole patch isn't sticking into my eyeball. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, well, if you can maintain the liquid or the moisture that the crystals are floating in, you'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do this at home, folks. I'm just...
I can see you going through the patch with one of those hole punchers, you know, to get little discs and then put tape over the disc and make little acupuncture discs out of it.
No, never thought of that one. But, yeah, yesterday I was trying it out and thinking, well, I probably should ask Dr. Dennis this question tomorrow. But my husband's like, what is on your face? I'm like, well, it's like half a glutathione, one on each side. But I didn't tape the ends, and I should have. But anyway, okay, so next person, let's see, I'm unmuting you, area code 269. You have a question for Dr. Dennis? Hello? Hi there.
Hi.
Area code 269, do you have a question? We're not hearing you. We hear some noise on the end there, but... your phone number is ending in 6350. You have your hand up. No, I'm not hearing anything. So, aw, bummer. Okay, well, we'll you can if you want to get on the chat and type in your question, we can't hear you, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to mute you back up so we don't get the noise on the line. Again, the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Dennis is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and hit 1 so we know you have a question, and it can be a question about patching or something else related to LifeWave. You can ask your question now. So, Dr. Dennis, do you have any other protocols you want to share with us?
Well, yeah, there are a few more things I wanted to mention. One of them is relating to the story I mentioned at the top of the hour, and that is a syndrome that I named back when I was teaching exercise physiology so that physicians could refer to a lack of exercise as a disease. So I call being sedentary, instead of normal, I call it exercise deficiency syndrome, or EDS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, in my view, a condition of not being normal relative to what our biochemistry is designed to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And
makes sense.
As far as some other points go, for using the YH patches like Eon, Carnosine, and Glutathione, we can have anti-aging effects and exercise-enhancing effects by putting them on the following points. CV17 to open the chest and help with lung capacity. CV6 to help with overall body qi. CV22 on the throat chakra to help with the connection between sky and earth, connecting the qi flow between the head and the body. And liver 3 to disperse stagnant liver qi. The liver energy actually regulates where the blood's going to go and where the blood's directed in the body. And if liver qi is stagnant, it's not going to do its job very well. So if you want to optimize where blood is directed in the body, then you can use patches on liver 3. So since these are all positive patches, you'd use the right liver 3. The other points were on the midline, so it doesn't matter. And then you could use large intestine 4 on the right and also lung 9 on the right. Or you can actually use that combination with the energy enhancer patches, with the white one on right large intestine 4 and the tan one on left lung 9. So you'd use large intestine 4 to pull excess yang qi out of the head. For example, in an athlete who was highly anxious and you wanted to calm him down and get the extra yang qi out of his head. And lung 9 is a source point for the lungs, so that will help with lung energy.
So what's the difference between somebody who's like an endurance athlete doing marathons versus someone who's like a sprinter? Is there certain points that are better for one than the other, theoretically, with the patches or acupuncture points?
That's mostly in the way that you train.
Okay.
If you're talking about the legs, you could use stomach 36 for both those effects. If you're interested in upper body arm strength, you would use lung 1 or pericardium 6 with energy enhancer patches. Even if you're interested in cardiovascular endurance, you could still use lung 1. So the difference is in the pattern of training you do while you're wearing the patches. If you do speed and power exercises, you're going to build up the biochemistry of what are called your speed and power fibers, or your fast twitch muscles. And if you did endurance training, like a lot of reps that are not maximal strength, just repeated like jogging or cycling and so on, or swimming, then you would build up the slow twitch fibers, or the endurance fiber biochemistry. So the endurance fibers emphasize using oxygen to burn fat, like I was talking about, for overall health. And the speed and power fibers emphasize quick carbohydrate catabolism to optimize the strength that the muscle's putting out. For really quick speed and power, but you can't do a lot of reps with it.
Mm.
But so the patches can enhance either way to train. Go ahead.
Okay. I was talking to David Schmidt when I interviewed him months ago when the WinFit came out about, cardiovascular exercise. And he said, current evidence is pointing out that prolonged cardiovascular exercise is very stressful to the body and actually can make you lose muscle mass. So I'm curious as to your feelings about that, being an exercise physiologist, and for people that often – friends of mine, things like that, will often be like jogging on a regular basis and doing like strength training. And the one friend in particular is completely exhausted. But anyway,
we noticed that the exercise physiologists noticed that 30 years ago. We know that effect. Just people that do strictly cardiovascular endurance, repetitive running, for example. Mm-hmm. With no strength building exercises, their leg muscles get atrophied and really skinny. Although their biochemistry of their slow twitch fibers is enhanced, and they can repeat their motion for hours, and they'll be fine with that. They just don't have a whole lot of strength relative to building strength, and the fibers are relatively atrophied looking. So they don't bulk up. So if you want the bulk and the strength and the speed and power aspects, like you said, you also want to use weight training with it.
Yeah, there's a thing going around the internet. I haven't done it yet because I'm experimenting with different things right now, but I was trying – this is one patient of mine who isn't a big – thrill when it comes to exercise. So I was trying to think of one thing that she can do, like to build muscle a day that she'd be willing to do in her time. So there's this thing going around, and I got an intuitive hit to test it out in her, and that was called, you've probably seen it around, Dr. Dennis, it's called the 30-day plank challenge. And you go into a plank, and in her case it would be a modified plank because she has to go on her knees to start, where you're kind of like a board, your whole body is like straight like a board, and you're kind of balanced on your elbows and your toes, sort of almost like a push-up exercise, but not quite, you're on your elbows, and you just hold yourself, breathing normal, and you hold yourself in that place, and you can just feel like your whole body muscles like kind of engaged to just, hold that position. Just curious what your thoughts of the 30-day plank challenge, and the idea is every day you do a little bit longer on that plank challenge.
Yeah, that simulates a waxy flexibility that's kind of catatonic, like you would see in rats you injected with endorphin. You could prop them up with their nose on one bookend and the tip of their tail on another bookend, and they just sit there stiff-like. So if you get into a meditative state, you can induce that catatonia by increasing your endorphins, and that will have the effect you're describing.
Yeah, but this is an exercise. It's supposed to be good for you. Are you telling me it's not good for you?
Well, no. No, it could be good. But you could do lots of variations of that, like bat hanging, like the bat manning or something like that. That was developed at Purdue, where you hang upside down with your feet overlapped on the top of a gate and your head down towards the ground, and you're hanging there vertically using all your muscles to stay in one place.
Mm.
I don't recommend that. I'm just illustrating there are lots of creative variations of what you described.
Yeah, well, the whole 30-day plank challenge thing is about how you can engage all your body muscles as a strength training thing. For, I think the maximum, 5 minutes of it, which, I'm nowhere even close to that. But, I suppose if that's just the only thing you do, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. And so it's also useful, instead of just jogging at one intensity, to do intervals.
Right.
And Swedish intervals are called fartleks. So you do a little bit of speed and power for a fraction of a minute, like maybe for 10 seconds or 20 seconds, and then you slow down and let your body recover. And then you speed up again, and then you slow down. So that's a way of doing speed and power in between the endurance movements. And that will prevent the muscles from getting atrophied and also build up your cardiovascular muscle better, your heart better.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay. Let's just check in to see if there are any other questions right now. Not see anybody right now. Anything else you want to add, Dr. Dennis, for today's show?
No, I'm good. I mentioned exercise deficiency syndrome, and if people want to know more of what I talked about relative to my paradigm, there's this article I was interviewed for that was published at the University of New Mexico in their university magazine about my research and my work in the 1980s, and it's called Fitness, the Endless Quest. And if anybody's interested in getting a copy of that, you could private message me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to send it to you.
Great. So why don't you just let people know how they can contact you?
Through Facebook.
Like what your Facebook pages and stuff?
Yeah.
So
if you private message me on Facebook, right.
Okay.
Like you're Loeb and Einstein.
Yes. Okay, good. And then I am writing the article, blog article here. Just give me a few minutes after the show just to get all the links and everything and pictures up for you on all some of these acupuncture points, if you're not an acupuncturist, of course, links so you can know where these points are. And that'll be at patchtrainingteam.com/blog. Just give me about 10 minutes afterwards so I can fix the spelling and things like that as I'm typing and Dr. Dennis is talking. And they're all, of course, the radio shows are all archived on the LifeWave radio page at patchtrainingteam.com. So if you miss one or you want to review it, you can always listen to the archives there. It's just a quick way of going in and searching for my radio shows with Dr. Dennis only, because only those are on the LifeWave radio page. You don't have to sift through all the other shows that I do on the other weeks. So yeah, patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWave Radio. And Dr. Dennis has an AccuPatch clinic where he talks about wellness and health and, the patches among other products that he supports and endorses. And you can check that out too. We have a flyer here with that I'll post again on the blog post. You can contact Dr. Dennis, and they actually do live sessions every week, and you don't have to live there. If it's great, you can come visit him and his wonderful sister Heidi, but if you don't live there in California, you can actually just connect by internet so you can hear the whole class, and that's very generous of both of you to offer that every week.
Right, the Zoom link that you're talking about for visiting with us from a distance, if you're not living in the L.A. area, is in that invitational flyer you alluded to.
Yep, there. It's right in there, so you can download that. That's been in the past blogs as well, but I'll put it also in this blog post too once I'm finished with it. So, and if you have some ideas of what you would like to see for Dr. Dennis and I to talk about next time, please either message Dr. Dennis or I. Let us know what topic you want. We usually decide in a couple weeks what's the next topic for the next month. So let us know. We've done all sorts of topics on various different things you can check out at the LifeWave radio link. If there's something missing or there's something you personally want, to deal with as yourself, please let us know because your feedback is really important for us to figure out what topic we're going to do for the following shows. We want to make sure we cover what's important to you. So again, thank you, Dr. Dennis, so much for your time and your generosity for being with us today, your expertise, us both as an exercise physiologist, a oriental medicine person, and as a LifeWave patch professional. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and wow, well, we went like a half an hour extra today. I got carried away having fun.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't warn you that. But well, yeah, and thanks everyone else, too, for listening in. Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Karen.
Thank you, Dr. Dennis.
You bet.